Hi, wait, what do I say?
Your name.
Okay. Hi, I'm Gemma. Okay, when I was a little girl, my mom and I would walk down to the lake near our house. The water was always cool, but not too cool, and the sun made it just the right temperature to have a picnic. But one summer's day in July, we decided to take a swim. Her health conditions had never been too great, so we had to be cautious most of the time. I swam to the dock and got ready to jump off when I noticed water splashing. I could hear Pain screaming, and two long, pale arms were flailing through the water. With sudden dread, I realized that those were my mom's arms waving wildly in the water. I leapt off the dock and into the water. It did not seem so welcoming anymore. I tried to grab her arms and pull her to the shallow end, but by the time I dragged her out of the water, it was too late. And all of the kids... I could hear... Okay, so this is like a couple years later. One day during the summer, I was working as a counselor at the local summer camp near the lake. The sun was shining down on the lake, and all of the kids were frolicking around in the shallow end of the water. No one went too far into the water, though, not after what had happened a couple of years ago. A dark cloud passed over the sky, and I shuddered at the memory. I looked around and spotted some of the other counselors talking. I heard a rumor that there is a ghost running around the camp, whispered one of them. I heard that too, exclaimed another. I wondered to myself if this was true. Was there actually a ghost on campus? Suddenly I saw a large splashing motion in the water. There were loud screams and I could see someone waving crazily. Oh no! A camper must have been drowning. I dove into the water and swam as fast towards the drowning child as my body could carry me. Once I got to the place where the kid had been drowning, I looked around, but there was no one in sight. The place where water had been splashed into the air just a moment ago was now eerily still. I dunked below the surface of the water and squinted my eyes to see if the child had sunken. But all that I could see was a faint silvery light floating down, down, down.